Hi, this is Christina Tarode, executive editor for CertCIO.com. With me is Paul Carvan, disaster recovery and business continuity expert and secretary of the Business Continuity Institute USA chapter. Today, Paul is going to talk about the resilient enterprise and how it relates to disaster recovery and business continuity. Paul, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure, Christina.
What risks does a company take by not building a resilient enterprise?
Well, let's start off with probably the most significant risk of all. If the organization doesn't have the capability to recover and return to business operations following a disruptive event, well, it could fail, or it could be significantly impaired. Downstream implications of such a failure could impact many other organizations that are part of the firm's supply chain, and not to mention its customers and stakeholders. Let's examine some additional risks. If the organization is unable to identify, respond to, and recover from disruptive incidents, its reputation could be irreparably damaged, its stock price could fall, it would have difficulty recruiting talented staff, and its overall competitive position could be destroyed. In short, organizations that are not resilient are essentially rolling the dice, hoping they will not be adversely affected by an event outside of their control.
How is resilience different from risk management?
Think of resilience as one way to manage risks. Now, risk management identifies risks to an organization, quantifies their impact at all levels of the business, and then identifies strategies and techniques to address the identified risks. Resilience is a way to facilitate that third characteristic of risk management, which is addressing the risks that have been identified. Achieving resilience requires a focused commitment plus financial support from the firm's senior management team, and quite likely the board of directors as well. And the same is true for risk management.
How important is IT resilience to enterprise resilience, and can enterprise resilience be achieved without it?
Well, it's an interesting question. Now, since most organizations depend heavily on technology, information technology in particular, and this ranges from basic internet access to an enterprise-wide strategy for information technology, well, we can state with confidence that enterprise resilience cannot realistically be achieved without IT resilience. This is why organizations continue to increase their investments in technology disaster recovery and business continuity, for example, as they recognize the critical importance of a robust, survivable technology infrastructure to the firm's success. They also realize that a resilient IT infrastructure becomes a competitive advantage. And in the face of seriously disruptive events, such as hurricanes and earthquakes, a resilient IT infrastructure becomes a strategic and competitive necessity.
How do business continuity and disaster recovery factor into enterprise resilience?
Well, when faced with the unthinkable, such as the recent Hurricane Isaac, flooding in Manila in the Philippines, and wildfires in the western United States, business continuity and disaster recovery plans can help an enterprise resume business operations. In short, they can help ensure the resilience an organization needs to stay operational, regardless of internal and external threats to its survival. Now, typically, business continuity plans describe how an enterprise can recover and resume business operations following a disruptive incident. By contrast, disaster recovery plans describe the steps to take to recover and restore normal operations to IT infrastructure elements, such as networks, servers, data centers, operating systems, applications, and, of course, data. Both kinds of plans are key components in a resilient enterprise and are typically implemented and administered using what's called a business continuity management system.
Besides an ability to respond to an incident, recover from it, and resume business operations, what else is needed to achieve enterprise resilience?
Well, first, there's a need to be able to gather, sort, analyze, and act on a wide variety of information that is constantly being disseminated through the media, including traditional electronic and print media, and now also social media. Embedded within all the data being generated is information that a business can use to make business decisions and also to be aware of possible threat situations. Being able to ferret through all the data and obtain usable business information is a key capability of resilient enterprises. Another key attribute is the ability to sense the emergence of situations, even in their very early and formative stages, that could threaten the business. Analysis of data is one way to achieve this. But even more important is a business culture in which employees at all levels of the organization are regularly attuned to the dynamics of domestic and global business market activity.
What's the downside of not achieving enterprise resilience?
Well, enterprise resilience is a desirable goal for any business, large or small. Can an organization survive if it is not resilient? Well, of course, but the firm must accept the risks that go along with its decision not to invest in resilience-creating activities. Now, an increased level of resilience may be achieved through restructuring the topology of the firm's wide area network, for example. Another way to increase resilience is to cross-train employees so that there will be people available in an emergency with the skills needed to step in and take over when key employees are unavailable. Finally, let's just ask a couple more questions. At what point can an organization be considered 100% resilient? What does it cost to achieve 100% resilience? How much more does 100% resilience cost over normal operational activities? Well, like anything else in business, the senior leadership team will have to evaluate the options and the investments and most likely will adopt a balanced strategy.
Well, thank you, Paul, for explaining enterprise resilience.
My pleasure.
This has been Christina Terode, Executive Editor for CertCIO, with Paul Kervan, Disaster Recovery and Business Continuity Expert.